It's time once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Insight on this chilly but beautiful Wednesday evening. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Jack.
Jack.
Very good. So, are all the mics on? We're all ready to go?
Yeah, all but mine.
And we need a lot of mics tonight because we have four absolutely fabulous guests. And they're from the Sawyer Overman benefit that's coming up. So, in studio, we have Lisa Overman. We have Ashley Overman, Megan Wendell, and Abby Timmerman.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, you know, I think that we met maybe in like late May or something when we were getting ready for the benefit weekend. And, you know, so I thought we'd talk about like all of the various events, but let's start by talking about what you guys have planned for New Year's Eve. So, whoever is the...
What would you like to know?
First he'd like to know somebody wants to talk.
Yeah, I will.
We're having a party.
Somehow I knew Megan. Megan would rip the microphone out of everybody else's hands, say, I want to talk.
For the people that can't see this, I did not rip a microphone out of anybody's hands. Everybody else just backed away.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's going on New Year's Eve.
Well, we are going to be having a dinner and a show. We have the Dueling Pianos, Midwest Dueling Pianos, coming to play for 3 hours that night. Gilbert Station is going to be catering a meal for us, and we're going to have some side raffles. Someone can talk about the prizes later. And then we're also going to be having a 50-50 in the Sawyer Overman Memorial. Those proceeds Lisa has so kindly decided to donate to Jason Chainsaw Geyer's family.
Fantastic. I'm assuming since it's a New Year's Eve party that it's on December 31st. Yes. Correct?
Yes. Which is Sunday.
Yes.
Which is a Sunday.
Yep. The doors open at 5. The meal's going to be served around 6. Like Megan said, Gilbert Station has been very kind in working with us.
What's on the menu?
Chicken, mashed potatoes, noodles.
Corn,
green beans.
Spam.
Dressing.
No spam.
No spam.
Yeah, just a typical wedding meal is what we're kind of planning on. Yep. So, and the tickets are $100 a piece, and this includes your meal, the entertainment, which is the Dueling Pianos, and open bar for the evening. So,
uh-oh.
So the bar
is open.
So
you're going to lose money?
Possibly.
So that's $100 per person, correct?
Correct.
That's correct. Not couple.
Correct.
Okay. And doors open at 5, dinner at 6. The Dueling Pianos start when?
8-ish, probably, I think.
I think it was 7.
It's a great question. Give us just a minute here.
It'll be fun. Everybody be having fun till they start anyway. It doesn't make much difference.
Right. Megan will be singing beforehand.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
It really doesn't matter when they show as long as I'm there to entertain, right?
Yeah, that's true.
This is true.
Yeah, who cares about those people?
Stupid question. That's a stupid question. I totally apologize for it. So let's talk about, you know, because I know that there are side raffles, and then I'm guessing that there's door prizes that are included too. So let's talk a bit about those.
So we're still kind of working on the final list of all the raffles, but we have a beer tree, Christmas tree, donated by Ashley here. How many cases of beer is that?
It's 30 cases of Busch Light,
30 packs.
30 packs, yes. So with cases of beer being around $24-25 a case, that's about $700 worth of beer. That's a nice
fantastic.
Price. It is.
That's almost a week's worth.
For some people, yeah. I would agree. And then we have a Judy's Landscaping gift certificate that was donated by Megan's family. And we have a nice piece of 31 luggage that was donated by Jessica Kramer. And then McSobers has reached out. They'd like to donate some gift certificates. And my in-laws donated a Milwaukee drill set. And then we have several merchant gift certificates. And then a few other people have reached out, too, that want to donate, too. So,
if somebody does want to donate door prizes or raffle prizes, probably the easiest way is to Facebook message the Sawyer Overman Memorial.
That'd be correct. Or our contact info is on that page.
Yeah.
Also.
Or if you run into
any of us.
Yeah. If you run into any of these fine folks out and about. Then.
Actually, Sunshine Krista has tickets.
Correct.
At Sunshine Boutique.
Gilbert's.
Gilbert Station has tickets.
And then us.
Right now.
Members.
Yeah. So.
Dueling pianos start at 7:30.
Here we go.
Very good.
Awesome.
I knew you'd find out the answer.
And the community club was very gracious, and they donated money to pay for the dueling piano. So that's not an expense for us.
Hugely appreciated. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Also, shout out to A Simple Touch and BU Boutique. They've agreed to help us decorate that day. So kind of excited about that,
too. That's two really...
Yeah, right. We live in a great community.
That's people that know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And that's one of the reasons that we haven't, like, solidified the prize list yet is because, you know, we had a handful of things we knew we were going to donate. And just posting them, like, we've continued to have people and businesses reach out. So that just, that kindness continues to pour in.
Yep. And with all the things that people have going on and all the things that people are raising money and doing good things for, I'm not surprised that people want to pitch in and help.
Neil, did you say that you were going to babysit for anyone that needed a babysitter that night?
Sure, bring them out there. I'll put, we'll go hide in the corner. We'll go back in the kitchen. We'll play with the knives and stuff.
The Neil Spencer babysitting service.
Yep. That we'll go back in the kitchen, roll the garage doors down so the parents can't see us. We'll play with knives. Bring them out.
Gosh.
Bring them out.
No more than
200 or 300, though.
So, I'll tell you what, let's take a break and talk about, like, where the proceeds of this goes and the vision that kind of started this. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, boys and girls, Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 23rd, and he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 21st. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 21st, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 23rd. Stop by and see Santa in his house in Krenning Park in downtown Fort Recovery. He would love to see you there. The Trinity Lutheran Church here in Fort Recovery will be having a special service on Wednesday evening, December 20th at 7 p.m. Their Blue Christmas Prayer Service is open to everyone, regardless of church affiliation, if any, and they invite everyone to come and join with others in sharing and hearing prayers, scripture, and music that acknowledge that God's presence is for those who mourn, for those who struggle, and that God's Word comes to shine light into our darkness. Whether it's your first Christmas without a loved family member who has passed away, or any other situation where you are just not feeling as joyous as you think you should this holiday season, this prayer service can help you find hope and comfort in knowing that you are not alone. There are people who are willing to help share your burden. This short service will be followed by light refreshments and fellowship. Whether you're someone who could use some support or someone who can help support others who are hurting, you're invited to join them for this special Blue Christmas prayer service on Wednesday evening, December 20th at 7 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church.
We're back. We're talking to four of the representatives on the Sawyer Overman benefit. And we have Megan and Lisa and Ashley and Abby and... we were talking as we went into break about, how did this kind of come about? What was the process?
So how it all came about was shortly after Sawyer's accident, I was with some of our friends and our kids, and we went to the pool in Wapak, and we stopped at the Ninja Park in Salina, and I said, this would be kind of neat to have something like this in Fort Recovery in memory of Sawyer. And little did I know, my friends took that, went behind my back, and started coming up with the t-shirt designs, and they started with the t-shirt sales, and then on the one-year anniversary of Sawyer's death, Facebook was flooded with people wearing For Sawyer shirts. It was pretty overwhelming and lots of tears that day just seeing all the support we had. So that was the first little fundraiser we did. And then Megan went and got some kind of estimates on what we thought it might cost, which is way higher now because that was built in, 2012 maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
So prices have went way up. But then when we found out how much it was going to cost, we were like, ooh, is this ever going to really happen? But nobody let it stop them. Nobody's scared of that mountain to climb. It's going to cost a lot of money, but we're
going to get there.
We're going to get there, yeah.
So when we talk a lot of money, are like we talking $400,000 or
$500,000? Closer to $1 million.
No. Kidding.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to say kidding. I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
Fooling.
Yeah. So to date, how much have you raised?
Around $245,000. So okay. That's pretty good for our community.
And we just, like,
that's incredible.
We were looking at it today. We made that first initial post in February. It'll be 2 years in February, this coming February. So I'm pretty stinking proud of $245,000 in just not even 2 years yet. Yeah. So
that is fantastic.
And it's growing.
And it's great.
That's not probably a number that will stay at that every 2 years. It'll probably get noticeably bigger because the events that I've been to, there's some kids out there playing wiffle ball, and so you raise $100,000 playing wiffle ball. That's the craziest thing I heard. So, and people loved it, and it's just a neat thing. Kids got involved, some friends of Sawyer's, some that weren't, but they all know that it's a big deal, and the kids kind of were the stars of the wiffle ball, but the when it came to the auction, that went pretty good.
I will say it's the weekend my kids look forward to the most. Like, it's fun for them all weekend long.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing when you think about the new reach. You cannot see a picture on Facebook of some class or play, or they're recognizing some kids, and at least two or three of them will have a Sawyer t-shirt on. I mean, literally every time. And that is so cool, and I think it says a lot about the job that, you know, you guys have done the past couple of years. So you decided to get together, and you mentioned some of the various things that you've done. Let's try to you know, list them so people have an idea of just how involved this committee is, and you know, we'll let Abby answer that.
Okay, so like we said, we have our wiffle ball in your wiffle ball weekend. It's always the second weekend in June. We have it out at Wenoline. We do Cosmic Bingo on Friday night. There's gun raffles throughout the weekend. We do a wiffle ball tournament on Saturday. What else am I missing? There's some DJs out there.
Like drops. Last year we had a band out there, and we got a lot of drop bucket raffles, which the donations we got for that was just unreal. It was awesome.
Yeah, there's some really neat stuff on that, and I have a complaint.
Uh-oh.
I did not win anything.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Megan, were you pulling the names?
So you get to...
Kids were pulling the names, actually.
Well, I think Megan owes me a Blackstone grill.
All right. You got it. Hey, Merry Christmas.
We did get you something.
So I did win.
You did win.
Well,
I would consider talking to us four ladies winning also.
Well, yeah. This is awesome.
It looks good.
It does.
Well, it doesn't look real good trying to get it over top of the headphones. That doesn't work very well.
Neil's got a Four Sawyer hat here that...
Yep. That is
awesome. He's going to be repping for us.
Yep. Yeah. That is awesome. I love it.
Good.
Looks fabulous. So, other than that weekend, there's other things that happen too, and not all of them are necessarily planned and put on by the committee, you know. And I think that's kind of cool. Can you share a couple of those?
One of the big ones is our school does Sense for Sawyer, and that is a huge fundraiser. Last year I think they raised around $8,000, and this year it was almost $10,000. It was like $9,600 and something. So
fantastic.
Yeah. In what, 5 days?
Yeah. And it's
just change.
Into school.
Yes. Yeah. I believe they said that, I had it wrote down somewhere, that out of the $9,000, that only $2,600 of it was paper bills. The rest of this was change and was lugged out by the bucket load of school
that's
to
so
the
crazy.
Bank. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's amazing. And there's other things, you know, And from April to October, it seems like there's always somebody having a lemonade stand, you know. And so often those proceeds go to the New Sawyer benefit. And I just think that's so cool how an entire community, and it's always the little guys that are manning it, and they're probably drinking more than they're selling. but I'm sure those individual donations add up.
I think that those little lemonade stands and the Sense for Sawyer, it's awesome too, because it kind of gives the kids an opportunity to also contribute. So, I mean, obviously at the benefit in June, the kids get to do the drop bucket, but it's mom and dad who are probably dishing out the money, whereas with the Sense for Sawyer, they have an opportunity to feel like they're also contributing. So,
what's a drop bucket? I'm going to ask something stupid.
So the drop bucket is basically like we have a lot, like tables upon tables of different little prizes, and there's a little
bucket. They're not little
in front
prizes.
Of it. Yeah, that's true. There's lines of prizes, and then there's a bucket in front of each one. You can go and you can buy
however many tickets you want, and then you put them specifically in the prizes you want. So if you really want one thing, you go and you put all 20 tickets into one bucket, or you can split them up however you want. So, the kids get really into it, and then past June we would draw the winners live, and they were all for it. They were pretty pumped getting to help draw the winners and seeing who won what.
And I think the adults were just as pumped during the live auction. That is something to see.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I heard somebody say that there are two or three people that couldn't figure out how to make their arm come down. They just held their arm up and kept on bidding.
Yeah. And we appreciate those people. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And their kids will when the park's built.
Yes.
Right. And their grandkids in years to come. So
yes.
Just, it's a great thing. It's just really awesome that because when you started selling t-shirts to build a ninja park, we can't sell that many t-shirts. That's a lot of t-shirts to get $1 million.
Yeah. So, are there future plans? You know, like, what's next, I guess?
Well, after New Year's, we have our summer benefit, which will be the weekend of June 7th and 8th. So we're looking forward to that. So as soon as we get done with New Year's Eve, I think we'll probably start prepping for that.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys can think of?
Right now, we don't have any other like big events planned. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and we also try to not plan too far ahead so we can do things that are relevant that haven't been done yet. But yeah, we're excited to see how this New Year's Eve turns out and see, you know, what's popular and what works and what doesn't, and then, you know, we're always going to change it up and try new things too. So
fantastic. So when it comes to the New Year's Eve dance, how many tickets would you like to sell? Or, I mean, is there a goal as far as how many you've got to sell?
We'd like to sell 500. That was what the Legion can see.
Can
500.
Hold.
So,
yep.
Yeah. We have quite a few left. So.
Yeah. So if somebody's interested, they can contact the committee members.
Correct. Pick up at Sunshine Boutique.
Pick up at Sunshine.
Or at Gilbert Station.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or put a message on the Facebook page.
We'll get them to you.
And yeah, they will get your ticket to you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, let's take a break and come back, and I want to find out exactly what is a ninja park. Okay, because
can't tell you, it's secret. Ninjas are secret.
Is that right? Can't see it.
Nope.
So we'll be back right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Everybody has that hard to buy for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Colleen's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Colleen's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Colleen's: bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Colleen's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Miracle Lanes and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Miracle Lanes gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them. Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through Saturday, December 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees and wreaths that are displayed at our library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors are invited to vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award, and the name of that family or organization will be engraved on a plaque that will remain at the library all through the year. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees, now through December 30th, during regular library hours.
We're back. Insight. Talking to members of the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee and trying to tolerate Megan.
It's a job of its own.
We love Megan.
We love Megan.
She's being helpful.
Thank you.
She's being helpful.
So, for those listening that are like me and have probably never, I don't know if you run a ninja park or if you jump a ninja park. So let's find out what in the heck is a ninja park.
Well, it's a little bit of both. There's several obstacles you go through. It's a timed course, so I think there's 9 obstacles on it, and I mean anybody could do it, all ages. So I think it'll be fun even for us moms one day to compete against our kids. But
I'll challenge you, Jack.
Yeah. Each challenge is a little different.
You know what? Out of everybody in this station that you could have challenged, you picked me.
That is right.
There's a reason for that.
And Megan will be out there trying to beat all the kids. You know she'll be out there practicing.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I'm gonna beat my kids' time. Yes, I.
So when like Kids take off, they like press this button, mm-hmm. and the timer starts, and then they run, jump,
yep,
swing.
Yes, there's all kinds of different obstacles. My favorite piece that's going to be on it, there's actually a webbed frog, because I don't know if everybody knows the stories with the frogs that we've seen ever since Sawyer passed away. It's unreal. Every time we talk about Sawyer, a frog will appear. So we just kind of think that's our little sign from heaven. And then recently we found out what the frogs meant. Actually, my mother-in-law heard from somebody, well, the frogs mean that you should always fully rely on God. So it all kind of came. We realized, well, that's why we always see the frogs. So like even on the shirts, there's a little frog on it that... So that's going to be my favorite piece on the Ninja Park course. It's actually on the Facebook page. Some renderings of the actual Ninja Park. The area around it will be changed a little bit, but yeah.
There will also be like posters of the renderings at New Year's Eve as well. And if you go back by the Paul Stogler walking path, you'll see a big poster down there where the future site is.
And there will also shortly be the thermometer to show people the
how far
of mm-hmm. how far. Yeah, we're still in the workings of having that printed out.
Okay, and that'll be down by the pool park, mm-hmm. and you'll keep that updated. And
was that this past July, I think? Buzz and Pat Hall donated the land.
Yes.
Do you remember how much land it
just
was?
Just short of an acre.
I was thinking around an acre, but they very graciously donated that.
So. All right, quizzes. What's Buzz's real name?
Norman Jr. Norman Jr.
You're good.
Yeah. Well, I've known him since I was a kid, so.
At any rate, we're very grateful and thankful for them.
Yeah, you know,
that's a huge step.
And it's amazing. And Buzz probably didn't even think twice about it. You know, right. I mean, that's just the way that entire family is. And we, you know, thank Buzz and his wife and the family. And Ashley?
No. I was just going to say we really couldn't have also, like, gotten a better placement of land too.
Right.
That park over the last few years, you know, has just the park board has just done such a phenomenal job at that park. I mean, if you were to look at that 15, 20 years ago, the amount of improvements they've made back there with the trail and the new ball diamonds and the new park. It's such a fantastic place now.
The regular playground that's there.
Yeah, and now to add this for something that kids can enjoy for, you know, damn near four seasons. Sorry.
Yeah.
Darn near three out of the four seasons.
Well, I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
That basically all year round that it can be enjoyed, and so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's neat that I had no idea something like that existed, and however anybody ever decided to come up with it is great. But just knowing that it's something that Sawyer liked a lot,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and now he gets to build one.
Mm-hmm. He actually visited the one in Salina several times, and he loved it because that was him. He was competitive, and he was going to beat his brothers, his cousins, no matter what.
So and his old record.
Yeah. He was the youngest, but he was by far the most competitive of the whole bunch.
That's awesome. And you talked about you talked about the frog and the meaning of the frog. And I've heard stories, and it just seemed like, you know, Sawyer knew stuff like that.
Yes, he did. Looking back on his life, I truly think he definitely knew. Well, I don't think he knew, but I feel like the Holy Spirit might have been talking to him, and he knew something was going to happen because he would keep asking me, Mom, if I die, would you be so sad? Always tell him, of course I would be so sad. He actually had a dream. He was in a ranger accident. And then I was like, oh, Sawyer, you're never riding that ranger again. He's like, oh, I'm just joking. I never had that dream. But then he also would talk about how when he gets to heaven, he's not going to have to brush his teeth anymore. He's going to eat all the candy he wants.
I love that story.
He even told the kids at the babysitter, which Megan's kids was one of them, that when they get to heaven, they can wrestle. They're not going to get hurt anymore. And I think they got in trouble for something, and he told our babysitter, when I go to heaven, I don't have to listen to your rules no more. I mean, what six-year-old talks like that if he didn't have some, I don't know, some kind of sign?
Yeah, there's an inner wisdom there, mm-hmm. that nobody else put there.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty cool and pretty chilling too, you know, and then to think that little guy led to the good that you guys are, you know, doing is just fabulous. And to take something that's so tragic and to turn it into such a community plus is incredibly selfless, you know, it really is. So.
I cry.
It's okay, Megan.
Yeah. So let's, I tell you what, let's take a break and come back and talk again about the New Year's Eve plans and what we've got going on, and we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken. Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member.
Dueling pianos is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say welcome back, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack. No, I've been sitting here watching Megan eat.
Is she picking her braces?
That rustling you hear is Megan with her hands all over all the microphones. So nobody. Well, she was eating, and a lot of it actually got into her mouth.
No, I don't
eventually
think it did.
Eventually.
I caught her.
No wonder she's hungry.
Poor girl. Probably wasting away to nothing. Can't get anything in her mouth.
Poor girl can't hit her mouth. All right. Hey.
And how could she miss it?
I don't know whether you guys know it, but there's an event coming up on New Year's Eve. Okay.
There is.
So.
And you're invited, Megan.
Yes. So let's talk about some of the details as far as who, what, when, where, how.
So I know on the Facebook page we shared some links of what dueling pianos is, because a lot of people, when they hear it, they have no idea what it is. A lot of us have been to a dueling piano show, or there are dueling piano bars, but what it is basically is there are two pianos and two piano players, and then obviously but they play all kinds of popular music. I mean, it is every genre. Everybody would enjoy it, all ages. And then what you can do is you can request songs, and then you can tip them, and then depending on at least the ones that I've been to, depending on like how big the tip is, it'll move your song to the front. You know, I've seen situations where someone will play the Michigan fight song, and someone will come up and, you know, put a 50 down to start playing the Ohio State fight song to cut it off. So
then the Michigan player will put 100 down, and then that'll start. So,
They make it a lot of fun, and it really is entertaining for all ages.
If somebody plays a country song, you don't like country song, go up and give them $5 or $20, whatever it takes to make them stop doing that and play your song.
And I do want to add that the dueling pianos, Brian, who I've been speaking with, he has agreed any of those donations he's going to donate back to us.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
How cool is that?
That's a lot of money.
I feel it's very gracious of him. To do that.
Wow.
So, you know, this isn't like a piano recital. You aren't going to be sitting there listening to you, Megan.
It's going to be like Megan down at, like, the Fort Recovery Talent Night when she was in, like, fourth grade. She's going to have her homemade vest on. This is all a joke, actually. We're a true story. We're getting people there, and it's going to be Megan playing a piano.
Well, that'll be entertaining for at least 5 or 6 minutes.
They have to pay to get her to stop. That's the real moneymaker.
And
she's persistent.
So you know what? I want everybody to know that this is a fun, humorous, you're going to laugh your tails off.
And some of the songs that they do, they're popular songs, but they make up their own words sometimes, too. Sometimes they make them up on the spot dealing with particular people. They call people up on the stage. It's really neat.
If you have a birthday or an anniversary,
anybody know.
They will call you up on stage. So it's a hell of a good time. A whole bunch of laughs. So please try to be there. Now let's talk about some of the other details.
So as a reminder, doors open at 5. It's first come, first serve seating. There aren't assigned seats. There's no, like, table reservation. So it's first come, first serve for seating. Doors open at 5. Supper starts at 6. Again, it's a meal. It's a traditional wedding meal catered by Gilbert Station. Chris has been fantastic to work with. And then the dueling pianos, the show starts at 7:30. And then throughout the time, we'll be having side raffles. We'll be having 50-50 that is going towards Jason Chainsaw Geyer and his family. What am I missing? You know, and it's $100 a ticket. And I got to say, that includes a meal, entertainment, and your drinks for the night. And
it is a complimentary open bar.
Yeah, on a New Year's Eve, that's a hell of a deal.
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you were to go out for a nice traditional big dinner and then buy drinks at a bar for the whole night on New Year's Eve, $100 is a great deal.
Yep. And it's fun, and you got 500 of your good friends hanging around.
Yeah.
It's as good as it gets, really. You know, well, maybe if Frank Sinatra showed up or something, but Beatles or something. But other than that,
Frank's dead.
No. Well, I'd pay double then if you showed up.
We may have to take a short break for Neil to.
Well, speaking of Frank Sinatra, Bubba's going to be singing one of his songs at the Christmas gala next Wednesday night.
Yes.
So, my way. So, going with your stuff.
So, is there anything that we're missing regarding the Sawyer benefit?
Let's say door prizes and or the raffle prizes. If somebody wants to donate something, do you have anything in mind that you'd like to get or kind of?
A car?
We'd take that. Yeah,
we would absolutely take a car. Honestly, we're grateful for anything.
My neighbor used to have one sitting out in front of his house. We could
actually be careful. That is our relation.
And you said that out loud.
I know. I'm so embarrassed. Lisa's like, I have no clue.
So anyway. So, yeah. So if you have something, message him on Facebook. If you see him out, say something to him. So.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
Do you have tickets with you?
Yes, we do have some tickets with me.
So stop on up.
I'll take two.
Perfect.
Oh, you're going to let your wife go. Or aren't you?
Maybe.
Neil, you're making assumptions.
Yes, I am. After I said it out loud, I backed off. I'll delete that out of the archives.
Can you delete the cousin thing, too?
Thanks. Another cool thing, speaking of basketball games, in the Commons, we auctioned off a life-size
wood carving of an Indian last year. And it's going to eventually go at the park. But for the time being, he's got a temporary home down at the Commons. So stop down and check it out. It's pretty cool to see in person. So,
yeah. And that was bought by several members of this community. That auction was awesome.
So who donated that? Who made it?
So the committee members donated it, and it was made by Miles Nasberry.
Nasby.
Yep.
He's outside. I think he lives in Penville. But he whipped that up, and it was really cool to see the process. I mean, he sent us pictures as he went along and did it, and within a few days, he had it done. So it was pretty neat.
That's could have incredible. Asked me.
And to be completely honest, he was at the benefit and just tickled pink. It was kind of cool.
Nah,
it was really cool.
Cool
for it to go for what it went for and for him to be there to witness it, knowing, you know, where it was going back to. It was really neat.
That's awesome.
So yours would have been impressionistic Indian.
I don't even think impressed would not be part okay. would not be part of that description. Well, I tell you what, ladies, we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and wrap things up, and well, we'll just leave it at that, and we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Control Appliance and Electronics in Portland is so much more than just a GE appliance store. Strolls has air fryer baskets, foot warmers, panini makers, cameras, consumer cellular phones, electric corkscrews, snow cone makers, and so much more. Be sure to stop by Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street at the north edge of Portland when you're holiday shopping and look over their many gift ideas. And don't forget the batteries.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Kim Rammel, site manager for the Fort Recovery Museum. We welcome you to visit our temporary exhibit, St. Clair's Defeat Revisited, A New View of the Conflict. This exhibit uses four themes to tell the story of St. Clair's defeat from a Native perspective. Come learn about the crescent strategy used by Native fighters during the battle, the long-term aftermath following St. Clair's defeat, and persistence of tribes today. The exhibit was co-created by 11 tribal citizens and archaeologists from Ball State University. We are excited and proud to be the first venue for this exhibit before it travels to Fort Wayne, Oklahoma, Columbus, and other museums throughout the country. We are proud that over 600 people have visited the museum since the exhibit's opening on November 4th. The museum is open until January 7th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, with the only exceptions being open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on Christmas and New Year's weekends. The hours are 11 to 4, and admission is free. Check out our website at www.fortrecoverymuseum.com and our Facebook page for more information. Put aside some time this holiday season to visit our museum to see this informative exhibit, St. Clair's Defeat Revisited, A New View of the Conflict, running through the first weekend in January. We hope to see you there.
We're back.
Now say it, Jack.
We're back. Inside.
Jack was distracted because he was eating and dropping food all over him. I don't know how he missed his mouth.
Very good, Meg. We're even now. So, I'll tell you what. It always amazes me when a group gets together and they put their heart and soul into something, and what they, along with a tremendous community, can accomplish. And I think I'm sure that we're missing some people that are on the committee that aren't here that I think we should probably mention. So I'll let you, Lisa, kind of fill us in.
So the committee, it consists of several people, and I'm probably going to miss somebody's name. But my two sisters are on it. It's us four girls here. Danielle Deuce, Olivia Wenning, Chelsea Overman, Lisa Greasy.
Deuce.
Lisa Deuce.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Lisa. Lisa Greasy. Yeah. And we're probably missing somebody. I feel like you kind of caught us off guard there.
Sean Overman.
Everybody is so willing to help. Like,
yeah. And a lot of them would prefer not to have their name mentioned.
Yeah,
and
right.
So that's how we get around that. Yeah, and those are the ones that don't want their names mentioned.
Yeah, somebody might not have wanted me to say their name.
Yeah.
But like when we started this, so many people reached out, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? And that's, you just know you live in a great community when you have all these people willing to help.
Yeah. Nobody bats an eye. We're lucky.
And then was there something else that we wanted to mention as far as if somebody couldn't make it out there on New Year's Eve?
There is other ways to donate if you feel you still want to donate to us. You can send a check, make it out to the Soria Overman Memorial, and then send it to P.O. Box 341, and that's in Fort Recovery. Or we do have a Venmo. Help me out. What's the name of it?
I think it's Sawyer Overman Memorial.
It's the Sawyer, at Sawyer Overman Memorial.
Yep. And you know another thing, too. I know that the Community Foundation, the gala, they're donating to the Geyers. But if anybody wants to donate to 50-50 ahead of time or, you know, that night, get in touch with one of us girls. If you can't make it, we understand. We'll be happy to throw your name in for you. Mm-hmm. So.
Fantastic.
And we have some people with the with our Christmas show that and other things that so any time of year, but what a lot of people will do is give away part of their income tax refund, a percentage. They'll give away 10%, 20%, 50%, or whatever it might be, and they do that to whatever it might be. I know we've gotten some, you know, around April 15th, just money, you know, a couple hundred here, a couple thousand there, whatever it might be that somebody, it's, you know, instead of just going out and buying more stuff that they don't need, they're investing into things that are very helpful, whether it's, you know, our Christmas show with the Sawyer Overman, the St. Anthony Dinner Theater gets some money. People just do that, and that's, you know, people get a chunk of money all at once, or a Christmas bonus if you get a big Christmas bonus or something. A lot of them pledge this percentage is going to go. It's going to get given away. So if you're something like that, make sure you let them know that you want to donate something. And if it's little kids with dimes and nickels, sometimes those are the best things ever, because even though they don't have a whole bunch of income funds to do, they're investing their hearts, and that's monstrous. That's huge. That means they're raised right.
Yep. Any little bit helps. And I mean, we can hark back on the lemonade stands. I can't think of how many 30, 40, 50, you know, a couple hundred dollar lemonade stands we've had that have certainly helped along the way. So.
Well, ladies, I tell you what, every time I talk to a group that comes in for a cause, I'm always impressed by the passion and the work ethic and the dedication and you four and the rest of the committee have an awful lot to be proud of, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, Sawyer's memory lives for a long, long time.
That's our goal.
Yep. Yep, and it's just awesome what your friends just decided. Okay, we'll just do that, mm-hmm. and they sold some T-shirts. Well, how is that going to raise $800,000? So, but it's going to.
It will.
That's where it started.
We'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the your supporters are not letting up.
No. We're very lucky.
We can't thank them enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's say again. About how much have you raised overall?
Around $245,000. Yeah.
Yep. So a third of the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're pretty good, old man.
Yeah, that'd be $735,000. That's not quite $800,000, but close.
So I'll tell you what. We're going to let you ladies go. Stay tuned for Sports Talk. Guys, is there anything that we're missing? I don't want to let you go before we dot the I's and cross the T's.
I don't think so. Thank you guys for letting us
come on
tonight. We appreciate it.
We want you to come on anytime you have something.
We hope we
going
see you
on
New Year's Eve. Yeah. Yep. Even Megan,
yes. Yes, especially Megan, because she's very entertaining. We're going to have to do this on Facebook Live next time so people can see her. But her smiling face is what I mean.
So we thank Megan, Lisa, Ashley, and Abby, and stay tuned. Right after this, we're actually going to get into Sports Talk a couple minutes early.
Well, earlier than usual. It'll still be about the same time.
Yeah, that's true. So, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors.